Surah Al-Kahf, Ayah 71 to Ayah 82.
Bima nasitu. Musa alayhi salam replied, I completely forgot about my agreement, so la tu'akhidni, do not hold me accountable, bima nasitu, for what I have forgotten about. I forgot, it was an error. Wala turhiqni min amri usra, nor burden me with difficulty in my quest to learn from you. Mistakes can happen, so do not be so intolerant that mistakes even cannot be overlooked. Ayah number 74, Fantalaqa, so the matter was dismissed. They disembarked from the ship and continued on their travel. Hatta idha laqiya hulaman, until they came upon a young boy. Faqatalahu, and he killed him. Musa alayhi salam said, أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ, have you killed an innocent soul, بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ, without it being retribution for killing another soul? لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرًا, indeed you have done something utterly horrendous. In the first case, your actions cause a monetary loss to someone else, since you damage property. In this case, you have done something more heinous by taking the life of an innocent child who committed no crime that could warrant his life being taken like that. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. Ayah 75, he said, did I not tell you that you would not be able to have patience with me? قَالَ إِنْ سَأَلْتُكَ عَنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَهَا فَلَا تُصَاحِبْنِي. Musa alayhi salam replied, overlook my objection this time, but in sa'altuka, if I were to ask you about anything after this, fala tusahibni, then do not let me accompany you any longer. Qad balaghta min ladunni udhra, I have given you sufficient excuse and reason to dismiss me and deny me your companionship. And since Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam did not make an excuse of forgetting in this instance, the first time he said, I forgot, it implies that he objected knowing full well that he was violating the agreement. Ayah 77, Fantalaqa, nevertheless, so on they went, Hatta idha ataya, until they arrived at a town, Ahla Qarya, they came to the people of a town. Hatta idha ataya ahla qaryatin istat'ama ahlaha, they requested food from its people, since hospitality to guests was a moral duty and they were guests in that town, they had nothing, so they requested food and to be hosted. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, fa'abaw ayyudayyifuhuma, but they denied them hospitality. Fawajada fiha jidaran yuridu ayyan qadda fa'aqama, they then came upon a wall that was going to collapse. يُرِيدُ أَيَّنْ قَدْ فَأَقَامَ, so he set it upright, and some say miraculously, with the gesture of the hand, as a karama. He just made a gesture with his hand, and the wall was upright, and it was on its place firmly. Musa alayhi salam said, قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا, you could have demanded reimbursement for that service rendered to them. Our need would have been fulfilled with the money, and exacting what is due from people of such low character would have been perfectly justified. So Khadir alayhi salam said, ayah number 78, qala hadha firaqu bayni wa baynik, this is where you and I part company. Hadha firaq, now we have to go our own ways. As you have previously stated, you said, if I ask you one more thing, then I can dismiss you. However, سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَأْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا, I will divulge to you the reality of those matters which you were unable to be patient with me about. Number one, أَمَّا السَّفِينَةِ, as for the boat, فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ, it belonged to some poor people who made their living from the ocean. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا, so I sought to render it flawed and defective. Why? وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكٌ يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا, as there was an oppressive king whom they were going to confront in their journey ahead, who forcefully seized every seaworthy ship. So that was the wisdom behind removing a plank from their ship. He would find it flawed and defective and he would leave it. So the poor people's ship would be protected by that. So outwardly it seemed that if I was doing harm, but I was doing an act of good. Number two, وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامِ. As for the young lad, فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ. His parents were true believers. And the young boy was going to grow up as a disbeliever in the future. Since his parents loved him very dearly, فَخَشِينَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. We apprehended and knew with certainty that he would overwhelm them with rebellion and disbelief, causing them to be terribly compromised in their faith. Because they loved him so much, the iman was going to be in danger. فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ زَكَاةً وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا. So we desired that his life be terminated and that their Lord replace him with a child. خَيْرًا مِّنْهُ زَكَاةً. Purer in religion than him. Zakah means purity. So more purer in religion than him. وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا. And more compassionate to them instead of him. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارِ. And as for the wall, فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ. It was the property of two orphans فِي الْمَدِينَةِ, living in the city. وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا. And a treasure belonging to them lay buried beneath it. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. And their father had been a righteous man. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ. On account of the piety of their father, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to protect their wealth from being looted should the wall collapse and the treasure become exposed. And it is possible that the responsible guardian of those orphans who knew about their treasure was absent from the city during the time when the wall required attention. And so Khadir alayhi salam attended to it in his absence. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ. So your Lord by his mercy intended أَيَّبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُمَا. That they both attain maturity. وَيَسْتَخْرِجَ كَنْزَهُمَا. And that they secure their treasure and remove it. رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّكَ. This was all the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي. I have done none of the above on my own will. Instead, it was due to inspiration, ilham from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He was operating because he was receiving ilham from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ذلك تأويل ما لم تستع عليه صبرا. That is the interpretation of the actions which you were unable to exercise patience upon. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was embarrassed upon his second violation of the agreement, and he personally suggested to Khadir to dismiss him if he repeated his error for a third time. Had he not stipulated that he should be dismissed, he would have encountered many more events of this nature. That's a brief overview or meaning of this ruku. Inshallah, we'll do the tilawah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Fantalaqa hatta idha rakiba fis safinati kharaqaha. قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قَدْ بَلَغْتَ مِنْ لَدُنِّي عُذْرًا فَانْطَلَقَا حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَةٍ اسْتَطْعَمَا أَهْلَهَا فَأَبَوْا أَنْ يُضَيِّفُوهُمَا فَوَجَدَا فِيهَا جِدَارًا يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَنْقَضَّ فَأَقَامَهُ قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَاتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك سأنبئك بتأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته